Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I'm giving you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we are joined with Heather Mersch, and she has a blog called mile26andmore.com. And we're going to be talking with Heather about how does busy moms fit in marathon training? Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, how do you do it? How do you get all that? A marathon's not like going out for a little jog. You got a lot of stuff you got to do.
Right. Well, on my short runs during the week, I kind of bring my family along with me. So my husband now, he's not a runner, I guess, but he'll run with me, and my son does too. So
do you have to bribe him? Is there anything that you have to like?
I do bake a lot of goods, you know. There's a lot of balance with it.
I got you. So baking helps.
Now, do you ever like put your husband at mile 3, your kid at mile 7, and then you run and you pick him up along the way?
Or do you have to, now? Do you have like one of those strollers that you can fit your husband in so you can push him along, like the baby strollers?
No.
They probably only make it about a half a mile with that.
So now, how does one get started? What would you recommend if, let's say, for instance, you're a mom, you maybe just had a baby, and you're trying to come back, and you're an avid runner, but you don't know where to start. What's the first thing you need to do?
I think that the first thing that you do is kind of test your level. See how far you can go. When I first started, I could only run around my block.
Wow.
You know, and then I did that for a week, and then the next week I ran twice around the block.
Right.
You know, and I knew, I'm good at knowing my limits.
Okay.
So if you can find your limits, I think that's a good way to start. Because I think a lot of people go out too hard, too fast.
Right.
Too soon.
Right.
So it's discouraging.
Right.
Because you're sore.
Right.
You don't feel good.
So even those small increments mean a lot. Even though, like, some people say, well, a block, is that really enough to even get started? But you're saying that, yes, even the small increment like that, it's a beginning point. You need
right.
to...
Right. I mean, every little bit counts.
Right.
I mean...
Now, is there any devices, anything that people need? Like, yeah, I need to get a good pair of shoes, a heart monitor...
Spoon, or a camera? what do you normally right. bring with you?
A coach? What do you need to do? Is there anything...
I'm actually a running coach for Team Challenge. It's a... We raise money for Crohn's and colitis. So the first thing we always talk about are good shoes. I mean, you can't really go anywhere without shoes specific to your body that will help you, you know.
Right.
So that's, I
good shoes is important.
Thing. First thing to do at a running store specific, not just Dick's or,
right.
you know, like a store specific for running that will fit shoes to your body.
Sounds great.
Right.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. The blog is mile26andmore.com. What's there on your blog? What do you talk about?
I talk about my life and training and balancing our life as a family, being really healthy all together.
Yeah, that's important. That's really good.
Balancing everything.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, nice meeting you.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.